He's cool in a way with an odd sort of charm, at home in a ballroom or bar, with an elegant woman like you on his arm. That's Guy Noir.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets, but one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
I was in New York. I was trying to track down a missing bass. Belonged to a bassist named Bix, who played at a blues club on Broad Street called Bubba's.
That's a big beast of a bass.
Yeah.
It's made of balsa in Bosnia by a bassmaker named Basil Basic.
Really?
Yeah.
Good bass?
It's the best. It's Bosnian.
Oh.
I don't mean to boast, but I was named Best Bassist by Basin Street Magazine.
All right.
And I bought this from a bass player in Boston named Bessie Smith.
He did what? The black blues sound?
No, the bass player, Bessie S. Smith. Not black, Basque.
Basque. A Basque bassist, Bessie Smith, huh?
Yeah. I may be biased, but Basques know the bass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I bought it in the Back Bay Bistro for big bucks.
Mm.
Bessie, bless her heart,
yeah,
was broke, busted,
yeah,
looking for bus fare to Boise to join her brother's brass band, the Bushwhacker Boys.
Oh, really? So this Bosnian bass you bought from the Basque bassist, where'd you lose it?
In Brooklyn.
Oh, sure.
Bushwick.
Yeah.
In a Brazilian cafe called Bathsheba's.
Huh?
I was having breakfast with Blas Batista, the boss of the Bossa Nova.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he booked me for a bris in Bushwick.
Wait. He needed a bass to play Bossa Nova at a bris?
Yeah, the Bernstein family.
Oh, really?
Boas and Braca Bernstein. They're very big in the barstool business.
Oh, yeah?
Big Bossa Nova bus.
So you play bass at their baby's bris?
Yeah, a boy, Buster.
Buster Bernstein, huh? A Bushwick, huh? Really? So
Bristol.
Oh, Connecticut.
Correct.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that sheds a whole other light on it, doesn't it? So you're in Bathsheba's back cafe in Bushwick with Blas Batista eating breakfast.
Yeah, I had bison sausage with buzzard eggs on biscuits,
uh-huh,
and boysenberry juice with black brewed Brazilian coffee.
Okay, you're eating bison and buzzard eggs, and somebody boosted your bass.
My Basque bass.
Your Basque bass.
Yeah, a man with a brush mustache and bruised proboscis, dressed in a black blouse and buckskin boxer shorts, burst into Bathsheba's. He bashed me with a baster, absconded with the bass in the basket of his bicycle, and blasted away beside a BMW down Bassett Street.
Oh, really? So, on Bassett Street.
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
A man in buckskin boxer shorts bashed you with a baster and boosted your bass into his bicycle basket and blasted down Bassett Street, huh?
Yeah, basically, yes.
No, that's a lot of BS, you know that?
What do you mean?
Come on, basses, they're not made of balsa. Come on, there was no bassist named Bessie Smith, and Bathsheba's doesn't serve buzzard eggs, and Bassett Street is not in Bushwick, so buzz off. Bex?
So basically you're saying no.
Beat it. Just beat it. It was exhausting, this whole long cockamamie story, and it made me hungry, and I went next door to a diner called the Brooklyn Sandwich Shop. You still serving lunch?
Yeah, have a seat. Be with you in a sec, love.
Okay, yeah, thanks. You mind if I sit here?
Sit at the counter, take a booth, wherever you like,
all right,
love.
Okay, all right, sure.
What can I get you? A cup of coffee?
Sure, yeah.
Cream?
No.
Sugar?
No.
Well, what else? How about a cup of soup?
What kind you got today?
Let's see. We got minestrone, tomato, split pea, beef noodle, or chicken rice?
Chicken rice.
Hang at the wedding! You're having a rough day, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's eating you, if you don't mind my asking?
What?
They got cockroaches in the kitchen? Your
no.
car broke down? Lost
no.
your job? Your
no.
girlfriend gave you the heave-ho?
No.
You got love troubles? Tell me about it.
Yeah.
My boyfriend Jerome ran off yesterday with a social worker.
Oh,
and
boy.
I found out I'm two sizes too big for the bridesmaid dress I'm supposed to wear for my sister's wedding in June.
Yeah.
And I lost out on a big part I thought I was going to get at Shakespeare in the Streets.
Really?
What a week.
So, You're an actor?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I had the part memorized already. Been rehearsing it for weeks. That's how sure I was.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name.
Right.
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so on and so forth.
Sounds good to me.
Well, they said I sound too local.
Oh, really?
Local?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, everybody's got to be from someplace, right?
Right, right.
And I was up for the part of Portia, too.
I'm sorry, the part of who?
Portia.
Who?
Portia.
Oh, Portia.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh,
Merchant
yeah.
of Venice.
Yeah.
Listen to this. The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes.
Oh, that's very nice, very nice.
Yeah,
Excuse me. Could I see a lunch menu, please? I'm in sort of a hurry here.
Coming right up. Be there in a second.
Okay, so you, partner, what are you staring at, huh?
The hospital mask on your face.
So?
You just get out of the hospital? Or
no, I'm just very concerned about the germs, that's all.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot about germs, believe me. Very smart when it comes to germs, okay? Yeah, I went to the Wharton School of Business.
It's
one of the best colleges in the country.
Right.
I read a lot of books on the subject of the germs, okay? You never know where they come from, those germs.
Right.
Yeah, this mask is a little barrier to keep them out. Like a wall, you know, a big, beautiful wall.
Ah.
Absolutely.
Your voice is... sort of familiar.
So what? So you got a problem with my voice?
No, I just thought maybe I'd seen you on your television or something.
Okay. Don't make a big deal out of it, okay?
No.
I'm not in the mood, believe me.
Right.
I've been through some major stress this week,
okay?
Really? Got myself into a big jam. Now I don't know how to get out.
Yeah?
You ever try to get something, and then it's there, you almost got it, then you realize, hey, I don't want it.
Uh-huh.
I mean... How do you switch into reverse? That's my problem here.
So what do you plan to do?
Well, I must tell you, I think I'm going to have to shoot somebody.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
Anybody.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
Well, that's exactly the point.
Uh-huh. I mean, what? Do you have to do something crazy?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you could try just saying crazy things.
Believe me, I already did that. Been there, did not work.
Oh, what a noble mind is here overthrown.
Oh, you can say that again.
Sweetheart, come with me.
Oh, here
the
she
car
is
waiting outside.
Okay,
we've been looking all over for you.
Yeah, okay, don't make me, please. I need to go to a hospital this afternoon.
Come, sweetheart. The Secret Service is here. Be presidential. And take the hat off.
What?
We don't want you to have cat hair, darling.
Yeah.
You are going to make America great again.
Okay, I just want to go up to Westchester and sit by the pool.
No,
okay?
Come now. If you don't come, I will tell them about your tiny, tiny hands.
Okay, don't do that, all right, sweetheart?
Okay, then come with me.
All right,
come
I'm
on,
with you.
Let's go.
Don't worry.
Come on, let's go.
Poor guy, my heart goes out to him.
Well, you know, life can't be understood, it can only be experienced.
Life can only be experienced? What does that mean?
Well, it means take it as it comes. Don't try to figure everything out.
That's what we're here for. I mean, I'm a private eye. I mean, we're not houseplants.
Well,
you know?
We're more like houseplants than you might think.
Really?
We need sunlight. You need more than soup, love.
Huh?
When you're in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes and wishing you were rich in hope, despising yourself, you need to remember sweet love. And then, like a lark singing at the break of day, you'll feel as rich as a king. You know, something like that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, pardon me. Excuse me. Yeah, I got my bass back.
Oh.
It wasn't in Bushwick. Turns out it was in my basement.
Oh.
Sorry to bother you.
No problem. So where's that chicken rice soup then?
Ah, sorry, love. All out of chicken rice. He took the last one.
Oh, boy. Come on.
Well, how about split pea?
Oh, I don't care. Whatever.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
That's Jim Russell, Sue Scott, Mr. Fred Newman down there. That's Christine D. Gilinardo.